creatures of the light, how can you say with absolute certainty what does or does not dwell within the limitless ocean of the night? Are the dark, enshrouded legions of evil not but figments of the imagination, because you and your puny conceit say they cannot exist? Whence came the story, told in frightened whispers down through the ages, of witch and warlock, werewolf and vampire, and all the spawn of hell, born on the sable wings of night to the unholy communion of the witch's Sabbath?
Any who care to look upon the face of the departed before he is carried to his final resting place, you may do so now.
Can you defile this sacred house with the body of that evil man, that servant of the devil? His hands are stained with the blood of the innocent, and his unspeakable sorceries.
Please, you can't create a disturbance here. I'm terribly sorry. Poor old Kate hasn't been quite right since the shocking murder of her little granddaughter last year. But I never dreamed...
I understand. Why don't you please go on with the service?
Dust to dust, and may his soul find a mercy.
Isn't it all for the best, Uncle Lloyd? After all, he caused you nothing but unhappiness.
He was my brother. Yet he always seemed an alien soul, even in childhood. I believe he hated me all his life. After he returned from India, Elwyn was like a man obsessed by a demon. Nothing was sacred to him. He had nothing but contempt for all that decent men hold dear. His mind became a black and evil thing, probing into the perverted knowledge of ancient sorcery and demonology.
Must have been insane.
We're all quick to call insane any mentality that deviates from the conventional. There have been many things in heaven and earth undreamed of in our philosophy. Ah, David, you take Gail home. I'm going to Elwyn's house.
Well, you're sure you won't leave me, Dr. Clayton?
Yes, quite sure. Now run along, dear. I'll be home very soon.
All right, Uncle Lloyd. Come on, David.
Hello. horrible blasphemy.
You're doing.
Where you'll burn yourself.
Your brother searched the earth to find those books, and you dare destroy them.
The earth will be a cleaner place without them.
The fools who enforce the law believe his death was an accident. But I know you murdered him. You threw him from the top of the cliff.
I fought only to save my own life. He brought his death upon himself.
You lie. You followed him there to murder him.
You couldn't get anyone to believe that.
What do I care what they believe? You'll pray for death long before you die.
Darling, you've made me very happy.
No happier than you've made me. And now, don't you think we'd better tell Uncle Lord? After all, he is my guardian.
Of course, although I don't think he'll be very much surprised.
Are you back already? Has the moon lost its appeal?
Why, not at all, sir. What I'm trying to say is that...
Could you possibly be trying to tell me that you and Gail are in love?
That's it exactly, sir. I hope we have your approval.
Yes, David. I know her happiness will be safe in your hands.
I'll do my best, sir.
I believe you. I can face the future with a lighter heart.
Speak as if you were in danger.
No, not at all, dear. It just makes me feel happy to know that your future's assured, that's all.
Shaitan. Dark Lord of the Abyss. I live. I am not yet strong. But the power has been given me to draw everlasting life from the veins of the living. They will give me the blood from their hearts while I destroy them. Hide my coffin in the vault and guard it. The power is with me only during the hours of darkness. From dawn to dusk, I lie helpless in the grave.
What do you make of it, Dr. Clayton?
I don't know. She was in perfect health a week ago. Now she's dead.
Do you think it was murder?
I don't know what to say. There's not a wound on the body except the two tiny puncture marks in the throat. If the appearance of the body would indicate that she bled to death.
I could tell you why she died. You wouldn't believe me.
Kate, if you go snooping around, I'll have to send you away.
Oh, please don't do that. I don't mean any harm. You're a good man, Dr. Clayton. Everyone knows the goodness of your heart. But your brother Elwin brought terrible evil upon us.
He's dead, Kate. And all evil died with him.
But it didn't die. It's growing stronger every day.
That's enough. You'd better leave. I suppose by rights I should send her to an institution.
Oh, that would be needless cruelty. She's perfectly harmless.
I'll take your word for it. I think I should order an autopsy. This may be murder.
I doubt if you'd learn much from an autopsy. The bloodless condition of the body wasn't caused by any known poison.
Start with you?
I'm so sorry. But you can't be standing there. You're dead.
No, I'm not dead. I have life far beyond anything you can understand.
But that doesn't make you any of the less guilty of murder. You took it upon yourself to sit in judgment of me and destroy my mortal span of life. Am I losing my mind? I was
was no sign of life in Elwyn's body when it was placed in the vault. You'll know that I'm no intangible figment of your imagination when you feel the weight of my hatred. Your life will be a torment. I'll strip you of everything you hold dear before I drag you down to a sordid death. Love in the moonlight. The theme of so many poetic rhapsodies. Gail was an easy hypnotic subject, and I would have made her my disciple. And to save her from being initiated into the dark mysteries, the eminently respectable Dr. Clayton stooped to murder.
Yes. Your life, a menace to all this clean and decent, had no right to exist.
That you failed. By the power of those I serve, my life is indestructible. Eternally sustained by the life I take from others. I'll take life from Gail. Slowly. You'll see her life ebb day by day and be powerless to save her.
Man or devil, I don't know what you are, but...
About, dear. I thought I saw a burglar, that's all. Oh,
you nearly frightened me to death.
I'm sorry I frightened you. It was nothing but a shadow. It's very late. Hadn't you better go to bed?
All right.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Uncle Lloyd. Good night, David.
It's a long time to wait, but I'll see you in the morning.
An ambitious young doctor shouldn't waste his valuable time picking up pretty speeches. Good night.
Good night. Forgive me, Dr. Clayton, if I seem to be impertinent. But have you told all the truth about that shooting?
No. I have reason to doubt my own sanity.
Why do you say that?
I saw my brother Elwyn here as plainly as I see you and talk to him. If it was no insane hallucination, it's too terrible to think about.
Oh, don't worry about it. You've been under a great strain lately, and you know what kind of tricks our nerves play on us sometimes.
Yes, that's my only hope.
If you let me take over most of the burden of your practice for a while, I'm sure you'd be all right in no time.
Thank you, David.
Let them feed the flickering flame of your life with borrowed vitality. The final outcome will be the same. In a short time now, they will call you dead. Then you will awaken and be as I am now. You will serve and obey me forever.
Is she any better today?
I'm desperately worried about her. In spite of everything I can do, she grows steadily weaker.
Haven't you discovered the cause yet?
As you can see, she has all the symptoms of acute anemia, and I'm treating her for that. But I can't find a single case in medical history where it develops so quickly.
There must be something that can be done. Can't just let her die.
To cause you and Uncle Lloyd so much worry.
Now, don't you fret about it. We're going to have you up and about in just no time at all.
I know you will. Isn't it lovely out here in the sunshine? But it's so different at night. I have such awful nightmares. I dread falling asleep.
Why? What do you dream about?
I dream of a horrible bat-like creature hovering over me. I try to struggle, but I can't move a muscle. And it seems to swoop down and suffocate me.
Where did you get those marks on your neck?
It's an insect bite, I guess. I was rather unsightly, so I've been wearing the scarf.
When did that happen?
I don't know. I just happened to discover the marks the other morning when I was looking in the mirror.
Were they painful?
No. In fact, there's no sensation in that particular spot at all.
That's odd. Dr. Clayton, don't you think Gail should have a blood transfusion immediately?
Yes, I've been thinking about that. I'll advertise for a donor.
I'd like to do it, if my blood's the right type.
Good, I'll make a test. More color in her face already.
How do you feel, darling?
Ever so much better.
I don't think we have any more to worry about.
What's the matter?
I've just clumped it, that was all. Now, my dear, the best thing for you is sleep. Good night, dear.
You're by far the nicest uncle anyone ever had.
Hurry and get well, darling. Remember, you've got a date for a wedding.
I won't forget.
Clayton, is anything troubling you?
Yes. I saw a face outside Gail's window.
Well, that's absurd. Gail's window's on the second.
I know it sounds fantastic,
but I'm convinced that Elvin is responsible in some way for some intangible menace threatening us all.
Well, that's impossible. Elvin's dead.
I know it's impossible according to all normal laws of nature, but
Can we be sure there are no supernatural laws beyond our understanding? We've been watching Gale grow steadily weaker and weaker, sinking every day. And medical science could offer no explanation.
Dr. Clayton, even though some things may be unknown to medical science, I'd hardly look to superstition for the explanation. Don't ask me to believe that Elwin's threatening Gale's life. The dead have no power over the living.
I don't know what I believe myself. One reads of so many things for which there seems to be no natural explanation. Will you come with me to the vault where Elwin is buried?
Why go there?
Because if there is such a thing as a vampire existence after death, the state of the body will show the proof and it can be destroyed.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'd feel like a fool, or worse, prowling around dead bodies on such an errand.
Can you afford to be squeamish where Gale's life may be in danger?
All right, I'll go with you.
If what I fear's true, there's no time to lose.
Coffin's been taken away.
Perhaps it's been stolen by medical students.
I'm afraid that's not the answer. Elwin dedicated his entire life to the dark powers of evil. What unholy forces he set in motion.
Dr. Clay, ignorant people believed that sort of thing in medieval times, but not anymore. I know there's a natural cause for every effect. And I don't believe Gale's life is being threatened by any supernatural power from beyond the grave.
Perhaps you're right, I don't know.
Dr. Clayton, I'd like to marry Gale immediately and take her away. I think a change of climate might be beneficial.
I don't know whether that would be advisable or not. I'll think it over.
Wait any longer.
Well, what's the trouble?
Unless you do something right away, I'm afraid Gale's going to be murdered.
Well, who do you suspect of trying to murder her?
Dr. Clayton.
Oh, that's impossible. Why, Dr. Clayton's one of the finest men I ever knew.
That's what I used to believe. But I've been forced to change my opinion. He's either losing his mind or he's attempting to divert suspicion from himself with some fantastic story of supernatural vengeance from beyond the grave.
Why should he want to kill her?
She has considerable money, which he would inherit if she died unmarried.
Well, Dr. Clayton wouldn't want her money. He has plenty of his own. Besides, that's a very serious charge to make, merely on suspicion.
What if it is? I'm watching her die, and something's got to be done. The other night, I insisted that he give her a blood transfusion, and immediately her condition improved. I myself could see how she became stronger. The next morning, she was weaker than ever.
Well, there isn't a thing I can do unless you give me some definite proof of criminal intent.
After Gale is dead, you may be able to charge him with murder. That will be a great comfort to me.
About what was happening to you, and I had to come here. I'm the only one who can save you.
I appreciate your interest, but Uncle Lloyd's doing everything possible.
I know you don't believe me. You think I'm crazy. Everyone does. But I know more about some things than you'll find in all the doctor books in this room. You wear that scarf to hide the marks on your throat. I know what made them. I know what steals the life from you at night. And I also know what'll save you. There's no use for me to talk to Dr. Clayton or no one else. They wouldn't believe me. The sheriff said he'd send me away if I made a nuisance of myself.
Don't worry about that.
I can help you if you'll let me. Here, wear this. Wear it around your neck always. Never take it off.
I naturally hold the cross in reverence. But how can wearing it be of any greater help?
Because they haven't the power to touch a sacred symbol.
They? Who do you mean?
Vampires. Creatures of the devil who are neither alive nor dead. During the day, they sleep in their graves in death-like sleep. But at night, they have the power to roam the earth. Oh, I didn't mean no harm, Dr. Clayton.
Don't be afraid. I know you didn't mean any harm. Excitement isn't good for our patient.
I didn't mean to get her excited. I was just anxious to help her, that's all.
I understand that, but I think you'd better go.
The vampire is your brother, Elwin. Take his body from the vault and destroy it with fire. That's the only way you can put an end to his evil power.
The body isn't there. Someone has removed it.
You must find where it is. Nothing can destroy his power at night, but his sorcery cannot protect him during the day. I'll do all I can to help you find him.
Do you believe what she said? Is that why I have those horrible nightmares?
I don't know, dear. It seems utterly impossible, and yet it's the only answer to an impossible condition. I've been convinced that some malignant power is at work, but I didn't want to frighten you with that, and I couldn't even believe the evidence of my own eyes. Do as she said. Wear this, my dear. It's the symbol of a power that delivers from all evil, and we need divine help.
Stand this any longer. We've got to have a showdown. I think you're killing Gale.
How can I be doing that?
I don't know what devilish means you're using, but if she dies, I'll kill you.
I've done everything in my power to save her.
Don't expect me to believe that. Anyone with the slightest medical knowledge can see that she's not suffering from any normal disease. Her vitality is being systematically destroyed.
That's true. I don't know how I can make you believe what my own common sense calls impossible. Her life is threatened by some abnormal creature that has no right to exist.
That abnormal creature is human, not a ghost returning from the grave. If I could possibly do so, I'd take her away from here. But the law protects you. All I can do is hold you responsible for her life. If she dies, so will you.
I don't blame you for suspecting me. I don't blame you for thinking possibly that I'm a homicidal maniac. But the truth is even more unbelievable. I honestly believe that she's better off here than if you took her away. But why don't you stay and watch over her? I'd be glad to have your help.
I'm sorry if I've done you an injustice. But I've been so worried about Gail, I've nearly lost my mind.
I understand, and I sympathize with you with all my heart. Let's go up and see how she is.
How do you feel, dear?
A little better. And I wasn't troubled with any nightmares.
Good. Go back to sleep. I'm going to sit here beside you for a while.
It'll be nice to know that you're near me, even when I'm asleep.
I believe you won't be troubled with any more nightmares. Good night, dear.
Good night, Uncle Lloyd.
When they're all asleep, break into the house and get the chain from around her neck, Zola. You can do it, I can't.
I will do as you say, Master.
What do you want with me? I didn't do anything.
Keep quiet or I'll break your neck. What do you know about this?
That's Elwin's servant. What's he doing here?
It looked as if he were trying to strangle Gail.
I wasn't going to hurt her.
What were you doing in her room?
Elwin sent him for some purpose. You're the one who removed Elwin's body from the vault. Where did you hide it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Elwin is dead.
Neither dead nor alive. He's a vampire. And Gail will never be out of danger until his body is in ashes.
What is this talk about vampires?
I know you don't believe him, but I can't let that stand in my way now. I'll hesitate at nothing to make you talk. Where does he lie hidden during the day?
You'll never know.
No, you don't. I want to know what you're doing in this house. There he goes.
What chance have you against me? I have powers at my command far beyond your wildest dreams. Your life is forfeit any time I care to take it.
It's not possible.
It is possible. Now you know what we're up against.
What can we do against a creature like that?
Despite what he said, he can be destroyed. In the meantime, you guard Gale. Don't leave her alone for a minute.
Yes, sir.
You failed.
I couldn't help it. He woke up. I again.
That opportunity's gone. They'll be on their guard now.
Let's try something else.
Good evening, Doctor. Young Bentley made some wild talk before church this morning.
Yes, he was half out of his mind with worry. He came here to accuse me of trying to murder Gail.
Yes, that was it.
But you don't believe that.
No, but others heard. And gossip has gone all around. And considerable feeling has been stirred up, and there's no telling what some irresponsible hothead might do.
Sorry to have people feel that way about me, but I don't see what I can do about it.
Well, I suggest that you go away for a while. They'll soon cool down and come to their senses.
But I can't leave. I have work here that must be done.
This is where you lie hidden during the day. The color in your face proving you are a vampire. And not one of the honest dead who rest in peace. Dr. Clayton will believe me when he sees you. And fire will destroy your evil power.
Doc Clayton ain't one of them crazy Jekyll and Hyde fellas that puts on a pious air during the daytime and goes around at night committing murder.
You're right. Don't you know? Sir.
When people are dying and no one knows the reason why, it looks like murder to me, and we better do something about it.
And we will.
I don't like that kind of talk, Wilkins.
Maybe we don't like the way you're not doing anything.
I'm doing everything possible. There's not the slightest proof of murder against anyone. And I'll throw you in jail for inciting mob violence if you don't keep quiet.
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff! Hey, Miss Clayton!
Old Kate's been murdered.
Murdered? Yes. Where did this happen?
In that old abandoned cemetery. I heard her scream, but by the time I got there, she's dead. Her neck was broken.
Did you see anyone?
No, and I didn't hang around looking for anyone. I ain't lost no crazy murderers.
Old Kate never harmed a soul in her life. Our death is proof enough that there's a crazy killer roaming around here.
Yeah. Finding him is my business. I'll not stand for any mob taking matters in their own hands. That's final.
Take me to where the body is.
Yes,
sir.
We better do something pretty quick.
Old Kate found you and I had to kill her. I knew they'd search the cemetery, so I brought you here.
You will be well rewarded for your faithful service of love. Make a secret crypt for me here where I can remain undisturbed.
Everything will be as you say.
O mighty Lord of the Abyss, your servant bows in eternal obedience to your will. Time has come when I must destroy all those who stand in our way. Finding this place cost Kate her life and did no good. If I'd only known in time that he was here.
Thank you.
Clayton just committed another murder. I saw him as plain as I see you, and he glared at me like a devil. You get on the phone and run some of the folks. We stop this right now.
She's all right. I look in every few minutes. Did you find the hiding place?
Yes, but I was too late. The coffin had been removed. I don't know why I didn't think to search the old cemetery before. Before Kate sacrificed her life.
We stood around long enough waiting for the sheriff to do something.
Hey! All right, get over!
Gail's all right. She's sleeping like a baby. What's our next move?
I don't know. We must find that coffin. I don't know where to search.
Why don't we just try and think of all the logical places?
Elwin's house. Might have been taken there. That's worth trying.
Dr. Clayton. You stay here with Gail. Let me go.
No. I told you before, I feel that I must be the one to destroy him. We were brothers, and there was a bond of hatred between us that lasted a lifetime. If I fail, then you must be the one to take up the fight. For Gail's sake and for the sake of mankind.
Some of your men surround the house. The rest come with me.
Where's Doc Clayton?
He's not here.
Where is he?
What do you want with him?
We're going to stop him from committing any more crazy murders.
Dr. Clayton is innocent.
Well, you said yourself he was trying to murder Gail.
I was wrong. Please believe me, terribly wrong.
No, you weren't. You were right. I saw the proof tonight with my own eyes, and I caught him red-handed.
That couldn't have been Dr. Clayton. It was his brother, Elwin.
Have you gone crazy? Elwin Clayton is dead. Everyone knows that.
You don't understand.
I don't understand why you're trying to protect him. All right, men, go ahead and search the house. Come on, you.
Wilkins, you stupid fool.
Here, you...
Go ahead with the search, man.
Making a terrible mistake. I'm telling you the truth when I say that Elwin's responsible for those murders.
I'm beginning to believe that you're just as crazy and dangerous as Doc Clayton. never leave here alive.
Here. He's got to come back sometime.
Would you look at this? A book on witchcraft and vampires. No one in his right mind would read this sort of trash. Soon be daylight.
I suppose he just went out for an evening stroll, huh?
You wouldn't understand.
I understand about murder, and I know what to do about it.
Wait for death. You come to meet him. Carry this thought with you to your death. Gale will become a vampire, a slave to my will forever.
Aren't you? Your time has almost come. Dawn, you'll be as helpless as one truly did.
Thank you.
love hath no man than that he lay down his life for his friend. We all mourn the passing of a friend, but rejoice in the knowledge that he has entered into the eternal life, where there is no pain nor sorrow.